Again, please. Okay, thank you. I guess a lot of people buy the hadlakas tonight. What?
Vav.
Okay, sif, what are we? Peches. Yeah, peches.
Space through both.
Sif pays through Vav. Okay. So again, Hilchos Luxa. Phase. Anything that's totally not fitting for an animal, for a person to eat, the way they are, even if it's difficult. So bishul, let's say it's something that's raw and needs to be cooked, meaning like meat. You could theoretically give it to animals or dogs or a human chain, but since they're meant to be eaten by humans, later, like further down the road, and so therefore, it's not meant to be eaten by animals. Things that are just totally not right to use on Shabbos, wood and feathers of birds and skins, outers, behemoths, tzemer, and wool, pishtan, and flax, and any live animal, even those that are in his house, right? There is a shita that says nowadays animals are looked at like toys, so they're not muksa, but it's a minority opinion. We rely on it if we're really desperate. So skins and peeled and bones, hard bones, the dogs can't use, and glossos. Doors of palonis and windows of the abayas of the house, the also replace them shabbos, because you can't hang them back up on shabbos. Paint shibri kalim, broken kalim, shenim riyam oida shum tashmish, that can no longer be used. Kol eli v'adonalein asurim betoto, they're all asur muktzah. They're not anything that could be used on shabbos. Welcome to shulchus shenim shabbos. Welcome to pinyan lahazlik. If you have a kli shulchus glass that breaks in a place that you can damage it, mutul lefanis hashvarim, then you're allowed to remove the glass. Because of sakonif. Gimel, ma'afin shu asa ba'achilu and muta ba'anah. If you have food that's asa ba'achilu, but it's muta ba'anah, like most tray food, hu roi la'akum, when it's a guy could eat it, you go and basar mevushul, if a guy man, let's say, bishalakum, if a yachal hu litnei la'akum, and you can give it to a guy, shu shalai, meaning your own guy, muta la'tatale, and it's not muksa, because you can give it to your own guy. But if it's not roi for a guy, the way it is, you go and basar chai, raw meat, and you wouldn't give it to a dog over a guy. So therefore, it's muktzah. Or you can't give it to a guy because you don't own the guy. Ela shel acher belongs to somebody else. And then also l'tatali, it's also to take. But again, same thing. If you didn't plan on moving anything on Shabbos, then it becomes muktzah. Dalid noilad. So noilad is the big one. Noilad is something that is born literally. It's something that came into existence today. Let's say ashes from a fire. That the fire got lit today. Through a goy. Or a bed that was laid on Shabbos. Or water that drips off of trees in Nisan. And even if it didn't. Become new today. It comes from the strength of a mitzvah that's also to do today. Let's say there's nothing wrong with a fruit falling off a tree, but since usually a human takes it off, or a guy takes it off, like we said 2 days ago, you can't milk on Shabbos, so it's milk that was milked that day. Because it's considered like a new entity that wasn't in the world. And let's say bread that a guy cooked in a city that's mostly goyim. They baked the bread on behalf of a guy because the city is mostly goyim. And if it's a shasat chak, meaning if it's very necessary, it's a mitzvah. Mutli yisrael la'achli b'shabbos. It's mutli yisrael to eat it on Shabbos. Now, this is the big one here. Hey, kalim shem yuchadim lasis ben melacha asur lasis b'shabbos. Utensils that are specifically meant to do things that are also to do on Shabbos. You go in machteshes, like a grinder, a rechayim. Machteshes is a crusher. Rechayim, furnace, lekardim, or machbedos, hammers, and brooms. You couldn't, they had dirt floors, a shayfer, a menorah, and what do you call it? The needle that you sew with, the menorah shlemos, and full neiros, bein shel pele, they made out of fats, or shava, psilos, and tzemregefen, or wicks, from cotton, or beged shatnez, even though they're muksa, you're allowed to move them if you need them. We're going corners, let's say, but guys, and that's the famous one, the axe or the hammer to break a guy's and carbon lock the plates of our mifel or a axe to cut your food, machat shlema, or a full needle, lethal for us to take out a take out what's it called, splinter. But if the edge of the needle or the whole of it is removed, it's also with any tilt. And the same thing, it's looked at the take of the side of. Let's say you don't need the actual hammer, but the hammer was left on the dining room table. So you need the place, and then you're allowed to move it also. Once you picked it up and you took it back, the pain and shut off would not be other. And same thing, if you forgot when you picked it up, let's say the hammer, you picked it up, then what do the gami, you're allowed to keep carrying it on, you can more from shiurz and put it where you are. But not for the goof, meaning if you don't need the actual hammer, and you don't need the place, you're just moving it because you don't want the hammer, should have been stolen, or you shouldn't get ruined, meaning you left it in the rain, then it's also the. You'd have to do a shtick then. Let's say you left your hammer out in the rain, an expensive hammer. And you want to take it. So, what are you going to do? So, what you do is you go find the walnut, and then you need the hammer in order to break the walnut. But to move the hammer for the hammer's sake is not allowed. But tefillin gam ken esur l'taltal. Tefillin is also asked to take ach and menachem b'makom b'zayin sheyichlu l'slachlitz. But if it's placed in a makom b'zayin where it can get dirty, mutal l'taltalon, you're allowed to take them la'anitam b'makom ha'mishtamrim to put the mishtamrim, put them in a place where they could be watched. So, you can't mess up if you don't want muksa to, you don't want tefillin to be to have a to have to get dirty so you can move it. Involves muksa machatzar and kiss. So muksa because it's something that you're afraid of a loss, meaning you don't move it because you're afraid of it getting ruined. The maxim we die to that a person puts it out of his das to use them. They should be makvid that shouldn't get ruined. For example, some people treat their iPads, their computers. You don't throw them around because they're expensive. They're like flea omnis or the tools of your trade. That you want to make sure they don't get ruined. The sakin, let's say the knives that you use to make quills. Shita knife because you don't want that getting messed up. Sakin shalmila, certainly a mila knife you don't want to. The yard. This is an interesting one. Paper that's meant to be written on. So people, it was expensive paper back then. So you didn't just leave it around. You put it away and you didn't let it move it. The question is nowadays nobody cares about paper. So the part of it didn't change. We started fivas and IOUs and kisvechesbinas and calculations of igrashumakudalay and the shimran and letters that are dear to you that you want to make sure that nobody ruins them, but yukarim and expensive utensils, shayna mishnah and cloud that you never use them. Let's say candelabras and these type of things. Or there's other things that you're just mocked and you give it a specific place. Like basically like pictures and things like that, art. The same thing with kalim that you plan on selling, even if they play suda. The main document is if you don't normally lend it out, meaning you sell it and that's it. Then that's also muksa. But if your derek is to lend them out, then sometimes they're not muksa. So an interesting one is, let's say you have clothing that you may decide to return. So the most of us can say that that's considered muksa because you don't want it to get ruined. So because you don't want it to get ruined, then it's muksa. The paint kiss on the mice and a wallet. That's wallets in the yoke of the money. Having muksa and kiss, that's muksa because of you're worried about the loss. And then those, are usher, even if you need the item and even if you need the place. Meaning, if it's something that's expensive that you never move, even though theoretically, let's say it was an expensive hammer that you got that's a collector's item, and you never move it, so then that is muksa. Even if you need that hammer to break open a nut, you're not allowed to use it because since you never move it, it's considered totally muksa. And that's it. We will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos. All right.
Rabbi Stein, where are you?
I am in Williamsburg.